Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt, and joining us today we have Brent McKay. Brent, the Supreme Court has been really busy this year,
yep.
And they've had a lot of cases that have overturned previous precedents, such as the Chevron case. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the Chevron case basically said, you know, I think it's 40 years ago, that if Congress was ambiguous with the language of a law, so if there's a law written and it's ambiguous, a federal agency can interpret that law as it was written. So it could basically make law. And so what the Supreme Court basically did with the 6-3 position, you know, 6 for the conservatives, 3 for the more liberal judges, in the decision they said, that's gone. So now that really changes all federal agencies and their relationship with the investment world. Because if there's a situation where there's a disagreement, the federal agency is no longer the law. See, in the past, the way the laws were interpreted would be is, so you've got an environmental group, you've got a business group, they go to that federal agency and they say, here's what we want to do. Well, the federal agency was always kind of seen as the, if it was ambiguous, as the independent arbiter.
Sure.
Now, the courts will be the arbiter. So now, the federal, you know, the federal government, the environment agency, they agree on something, and a business group doesn't, they can go to the court system. The court system finds that the other group's wrong, they win. And so what this has done is it's really invalidated, I mean, many of the government agencies and many of the rulings that have been in place, and it's going to really affect investors.
And investors in general deal with a lot of agencies,
like, yes,
in vicariously, whether it be, you know, we pay your taxes, IRS, you know, if you do investments or something, you may be dealing with states, you may be dealing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, you may be dealing with different types of...
And these people are not elected.
Agencies, exactly.
They're appointed. And so if you look at one of the most recent cases they've already returned is the credit card swipe rule. Under the Dodd-Frank rule, they created, you know, basically the Consumer Protection Agency, and them, as well as many parts of that law, created a bunch of federal people, and they basically said, we are going to set the fees for credit cards. We're going to set what the interchange fees are. That not the private market's going to set the rate, but the government is going to tell MasterCard and Visa what they can charge. Well, they've already thrown that out.
Yeah.
So now, you know, if you don't like the fee that a credit card company is charging, you can sue in court about it. Or if a company wants to charge more, they can sell. So what this does is, of course, it's going to open up a ton of more litigation. There's
right.
going to be a ton more court cases, and it's also making the federal government and a lot of, as an independent arbiter, making that pretty much irrelevant.
Right.
And that really goes into business, because there's a lot of things that businesses maybe don't agree on. They're maybe more political in nature. And, you know, when you have a Republican president, he's going to appoint, he or she is going to appoint the people that follow his line of thinking, and a Democrat president is going to appoint people that follow his or her thinking. Well, now, the court system, which has a lot of issues, is going to be deciding more cases, and you're going to have Republican judges, you're going to have Democratic judges. And they're going to be interpreting the law versus agencies.
Right, and agencies set policy.
Correct.
That's something that's very...
Well, they did.
They did, historically. They've
yeah.
historically set policy. Now, if it's not law, it has to be actual law in order to be enforceable. Not as much... Policy doesn't have the same effect that it once had.
Yeah, and if you look at like a local case, so let's say here, you know, in Manchester, we know we've got the mega site that the state of Tennessee just bought.
Sure.
And we know there's a sewer issue there. And one of the issues is you can't dump clean water back in the Duck River above a certain flow. Well, I don't know the whole legality of it, but that was set by the EPA, I'm sure. And now, if Congress didn't write a law saying you can't dump clean water back into a river, who's going to decide that? Well, the court system is. So now if the state says, hey, instead of us shipping this water to Woods Reservoir or Thames Ford Lake, we're going to take the water from the Duck River, we're going to clean it, and we're going to put it back in the Duck River.
Right.
And, you know, if there's endangered species in that river and they're worried about it, well, that's going to be fought in court.
Right.
You know, in the past, a government agency could just say, no, you can't do this here. Now it's going to be fought in court. And that has a huge implication. That's a $1 billion cost, potentially, for the state of Tennessee they may not have.
Yeah.
And without that $1 billion cost, you're going to have more profitability. It's going to be more profitable for the state to do that project. It also means that, you know, that river might be more polluted, because, you know, it may take that higher flow of water to dissipate the chemicals to clean that water.
Right.
And so this has broad implications for investors, and it has broad implications for the economy, where, you know, people got to decide, you know, cause benefit, because there's going to be some negatives of maybe dumping that water back in, or there's going to be some positives of making it cheaper. And that's going to open up a lot of cases to the court system.
Yeah. Well, thank you for talking to us about how this agency kind of, with agency law and the Chevron case getting overturned, and how that really affects it.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Thank you. And thank you for tuning into Investment Insight today. Hope you have a great day.